Douglas, I think African leaders across the board, with very, very few exceptions, have failed to learn the misery they have created for the African people for the last 60, 70 years. And so they seem to be walking on the same path of destruction, whether it's the Ethiopian claim of Somali territory in the north of the country and access to the sea, whether the Egyptians who are, and the Ethiopians who are fighting over the Nile waters, without necessarily imagining a way there could be a positive sum game for both countries. And the list goes on and on and on. So what we are seeing, sort of the triangular relations between Ethiopia, Somalia, and Egypt, among others, is really part of an old school of thought which considers that only force and destruction could be winners in this continent. And that's a travesty for the people of Africa.
Given the tensions that have been rising in the region, the international community seem to have paid not much attention. Do you find that odd?
No, I don't think it's odd, because Africa is always a footnote to the concerns of big powers when they are sort of grazing on better pastures, so to speak. And so my sense is that we have been liberated from the colony. We have had leadership over the last 70 years or so in most countries. And the question becomes, are we waiting for others to solve our problems? It seems to me the African political class, in this case Ethiopia, Somalia, and Egypt, have miserably failed to figure out a way for a positive sum game without alienating each other and therefore looking for partners and bosses from elsewhere. That's what's happening. And so the Egyptians are implicated in this. The Ethiopians are the ones who started this problem. Under the Somali regime, who has tribalized its people such that there is no common citizenship for that country, much like in many parts of Africa. That is where the crisis is. Africa's solutions for African problems have failed. We have to reinvent ourselves.
And briefly, how do you see it being resolved?
Well, it's relatively very simple. If you look at the relationship, for instance, either Uganda with Kenya. Kenya has access to the sea. But Uganda doesn't claim Kenyan territory. Ethiopia can have access to the sea. It already has in Djibouti commercial conditions. But if Ethiopia's prime minister and the regime want to engage in self-aggrandizement, then the tragedy is that war will be the consequences and everybody will be the loser.